Over the past 2 years, loneliness has knocked on my door. After 49 years of marriage, I had just begun adjusting to the new normal of widowhood when my beloved father moved to heaven. 6 months after his funeral, I was diagnosed with breast cancer that involved surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation that meant months at home, sidelined from ministry. Yet only a sovereign God could have arranged my life's events so that they coincided with the writing of my new book on the Holy Spirit, Jesus in Me. I have truly experienced in a fresh, personal way His constant companionship. My experience has confirmed in a new way that the Holy Spirit is not a magic genie, a flame of fire, a dove, or an ecstatic feeling. He's not an optional extra in the Christian life. He is a divine necessity. He is one who prays for me, guides me, comforts me, loves me, and will never leave me. I could not have made it through the past few years without Him. At a time when 22% of Americans feel left out, isolated, and alone, when loneliness has been described as an epidemic among millennials, I yearn to introduce the Holy Spirit to those who have not heard of Him or who have heard of Him yet don't really know Him. When Jesus promised not to leave us alone like orphans, He was promising the divine antidote to loneliness, the Holy Spirit. If you or someone you know have ever felt lonely or unloved or have felt no one truly understands, then please accept this invitation to pre-order my book, Jesus in Me. As part of our online community, we pray that you will take this opportunity to discover the Holy Spirit by personal experience as one who loves you, understands you, and is your constant companion. Pray with me for a moment. So, Father in heaven, we worship you as one who is light. You have revealed yourself to us through the pages of our Bible and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the dear Holy Spirit whom you sent down in Jesus' name, who would open our minds to understand the scriptures and to understand the things of God. So we ask now your blessing on this book as it goes forth. I pray your blessing on each one who reads it, that they would take it to heart, that they would come to know you in a fresh way, that they would learn to rely on you and depend on you and embrace you in the person of the Holy Spirit as they never have before. Thank you that you have not left us like orphans, but you've given us the Holy Spirit to be a constant companion. And we pray these things, please, for your blessing in the name of Jesus and for His glory. Amen.